I'd now like to turn to income tax for non-domiciled taxpayers. This was another political football that was bound to be addressed in the PBR. Remember, a person who is resident in the UK for tax purposes pays income tax and capital gains tax on his or her worldwide income and gains on an accruals basis. However, taxpayers who are either not ordinarily resident or non-domiciled can be taxed on the remittance basis, that is, on the amounts of income and gains that are actually remitted to the UK. And this is clearly advantageous for them. In a recent parliamentary question, the government said that there are about 115,000 non-domiciled taxpayers in the UK who are able to use this remittance basis. But of course, many of these are extremely wealthy. Take Mohammed Al-Fayed and Roman Abramovich, for example. So, what are these changes proposed? The first of these is that the remittance basis for non-UK investment income and gains is expected to continue to be available. But in order to take advantage of it after April 2008, those who have been resident in the UK for at least 7 years will need to pay an annual fee of £30,000 to continue using it. In addition, there's a higher charge under consideration for those who have been UK resident for longer than 10 years. The alternative is not to pay the levy and instead to pay UK tax on the worldwide income and gains, or even to leave the UK completely. There will also be a number of changes to deal with anomalies in the detailed remittance rules. Now, these are going to have an impact on many non-domiciled individuals who have chosen sophisticated planning schemes. Other changes include the way in which the resident days, 183 in any tax year, are counted. From April next year, in determining whether an individual is a UK tax resident, days spent in the UK in the tax year will include days of arrival and departure. And that follows on from a famous tax case in 2006, the Robert Gaines Cooper case.